Facebook takes emergency measures, blacklists Trump video, blocks president's account for 24 hours. By Alim Bokhari on January 6, 2021. Facebook has followed Twitter in removing a video posted by President Donald Trump, urging his supporters to peacefully return home and respect law enforcement following the storming of Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., earlier today. Mark Zuckerberg's company has also blocked the president's account for 24 hours, meaning he cannot post to the platform at all. Guy Rosen, vice president of integrity at Facebook, said that the tech giant was taking emergency measures following the incidents in the Capitol, accusing Trump's video, which stressed the need for peace and de-escalation, of contributing to ongoing violence. "This is an emergency situation and we are taking appropriate emergency measures, including removing President Trump's video. We removed it because on balance we believe it contributes to rather than diminishes the risk of ongoing violence," said Rosen. The company extended its penalties against President Trump by applying a 24-hour block, meaning he cannot post to the platform. Trump also posted the video to Twitter, which has now deleted it while threatening to suspend the president's account. In the short video, Trump empathized with the pain of his supporters while urging them to return home peacefully and respect law and order. A transcript of the president's remarks in the clip follows. "I know your pain. I know you're hurt. We had an election that was stolen from us. It was a landslide election and everyone knows it, especially the other side. But you have to go home now. We have to have peace. We have to have law and order. We have to respect our great people in law and order. We don't want anybody hurt. It's a very tough period of time. There's never been a time like this, where such a thing happened, where they could take it away from all of us, from me, from you, from our country. This was a fraudulent election. But we can't play into the hands of these people. We have to have peace. So go home. We love you, you're very special, you've seen what happens. You see the way others are treated who are so bad and so evil. I know how you feel. But go home, and go home in peace." Breitbart Tech will continue to monitor the masters of the universe and their actions against the accounts of President Trump. Alim Bokhari is the senior technology correspondent at Breitbart News. His new book, #Deleted, Big Tech's Battle to Erase the Trump Movement and Steal the Election, which contains exclusive interviews with sources inside Google, Facebook, and other tech companies, is currently available for purchase.